Welcome in, everybody, to the DLS Cowboys podcast on a Friday.
Hey, we made it, baby!
On a Friday. Today's topic is...
E40.
And everything else that you need to know from Cowboys OTAs as we get ready for minicamp. The show starts. Meow. Welcome in, everybody. It's the DLS Cowboys podcast. Please smash the like button on your way in. We sure would appreciate it. And yes, Ken in the chat, he said we've now entered the part of the offseason where it's nothing to talk about. So stuff like GP saying, is newsworthy.
Yes, sir.
That's not necessarily totally accurate, but the is newsworthy, I think.
It is. Yeah.
I think the is newsworthy.
Cool.
But welcome in, everybody. It's good to see you. We're going to talk about all these things. My name is Jeff.
He's a white man.
I am.
Are exactly. You?
Mostly. Little bit of Native American. I'm next to former Cowboy wide receiver Jesse Hollis.
He's a black man.
Yeah, I think.
You would have been on that. You'd have been on that international player, which are Native American.
I guess I could be. I'd have to do the math player. On how many greats it was. That was my mom's great great grandma or great great great. Was a
really,
well, I should really know which
Choctaw
group.
I got a little Choctaw in me.
So. Oh my God,
I could be Choctaw.
It's possible.
Prefer possible. Windstar.
Yeah,
but
I get what you're saying.
Next to Jesse, greatest beat writer in the history of the Cowboys, Mr. Clarence Hill. He's a black man.
100%.
Accurate.
Yeah.
And next, now have you paid somebody to have all that data on you so that
I
you
got
can
some
see
Indian hair? You see how good this hair is. Got a little Indian that's in my blood.
He says Indian we hair. Say Native American.
Hey, back in the day, I got some Indian in me. Yeah, you know, black people do all the back in the day. I got a little Indian. You see my hair? Got a little Indian. It's a black thing.
Next, Clarence is one of the
there
finest.
Was a joke in there about the Indian hair leaving you, but I couldn't
materialize it quick enough.
I was
going for like a Navajo, I was going for like a Tonto bone hair. I just couldn't work it up, and I didn't want to get
have
too
you
racial.
Seen that dude, LeVar Burgess? LeVar Burgess? They showed a picture of him with the. When he was cool to Kente, with that African nappy stuff.
Your name
I
is
said
Tobe.
It.
Okay. He said it.
Okay. And now he got like wavy stuff. Like
no, I didn't see that.
His stuff is wavy at night like he from New Orleans.
Oh my God. I didn't see that.
You got to send it to me.
You send me everything else. You didn't send me that.
I would send it to you.
Try this one more time. Next to next Clarence, one of the finest content creators in all the land, the bearded wonder.
Appreciate it, man.
Good head of hair. Good beard,
Native American hair.
Quality networking man.
How you not graying yet? I'm sorry.
Hey, man, he's dying there, man. Come on, some man. Man.
Get some gray hair here, man.
He's dying there. He's rinsing that thing. Man, we know the game.
No, come on, man.
Let me finish introducing this. Sorry.
It's not a problem. I'm going to try this one more time.
Yeah.
Next to Clarence, one of the finest content creators in all the land, one of the finest curators of facial hair in all the land, an incredible networker and a talented man.
James Harden.
It's Law Nation.
He's a black
you,
man.
Welcome in,
Law. I'm a black man. And the man in yellow. If
James
y'all
Harden. That. James Harden Jr. Mr. Stripper Man.
Wait a minute.
If the Cowboys won the Super Bowl, would you cut your beard?
Man, I'll shave it to the nubs, man.
Okay, you
if
heard
the
it
Cowboys,
here,
Cowboys say, win the Super Bowl, I'll come. It'll be back to when I was looking like in 1995
and 6. You're going
to shave it all off. Yeah, I'll go back to my 95, 96 look.
You heard it here
first. Yeah, that's last
it's time. On you, Cowboys.
I'll shave as well.
Yeah, we go
they
shave.
Win the Super
ball
Bowl.
Here. I need to shave the top.
Pause. You don't want that.
Yeah. If you're going to do something, do it. Do it with the chest.
You don't want me looking like American History X in here.
Come on, Remy.
You don't want
come on, Remy.
Chest.
Come on, Remy.
Anybody who any white man who can grow a full head of hair that goes bald, I immediately think certain things about.
Come on, Remy.
You don't want me to look that way.
Somebody said I was born with that beard. That's crazy. They'll be right.
I'd have to come in with a standard baseball cap on and sunglasses every day if I was bald headed.
Just don't have like those, you know what I'm saying? You got to have like
that's the ones I would have to wear.
Don't wear those.
Because that's what I think when I see a guy who I'm like, you could grow a full head of hair and you're opting for that look? That's interesting. That's disrespectful to God is how I feel.
Okay.
I can grow a full head of it. Oh, my God.
You don't want to disrespect the Lord?
Them thick Latinas love it. Them thick Latinas love your hair.
Thick, yep. Thin.
Thick Latina.
Latina, not Latina.
Oh, it is dang awesome.
Latino.
Whoa.
Equal opportunity around these
no,
parts.
Sir, no, sir.
Yeah, that's it. Nah, ain't no y'all. Yeah, ain't no y'all. And it's my boy.
That's your boy.
Your boy. Ain't no
get
y'all.
Your boy.
Hey.
Shout out to Nick Harris because I know Nick. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the Fort Worth Star-Telegram flew him down to Corpus Christi. So I believe that Nick Harris jumped in his car and drove 7 hours or whatever it takes to get to Corpus. Wow. It might be seven and a half.
Yeah.
Let me look it up.
Gosh. That's a
well, it's four and a half. It's four and four and a half to San Antonio. I mean, I've driven it. It's four and a half to San Antonio, another two and a half to Corpus. Add it up.
I don't trust you.
I lived in Corpus.
6 hours, they say.
Yeah.
411 miles.
Yeah.
And if I find out that the Star-Telegram flew him down, wow. I take back my compliment to Nick Harris. But I bet he drove down.
No, knowing Nick, he drove.
For George Pickens' camp. To get down there, to ask George Pickens the pressing questions, get some nice give and take media availability, ask a few questions probably. Right. Probably seven or eight, you would think. Drove all the way down here. You going to be there next week, George? And reportedly, I do need to pay the $1.50. I can't read the article.
I read the article.
Did it say just George said and then his people said
because,
that's it.
Because we talked about this. I said, man, if we weren't going, I would have gone. And we talked about this all week, and I was happy that Nick went. So when he initially showed the photo or video of him going down there or being there in the camera throwing to the kid, like, damn, good for you, Nick. That's something I would have done back in the day. And I'm glad he went. And so I read the article. I waited hours for the article. It finally came out.
Clarence is just hitting enter over and over, refreshing.
Article. So I knew it took too long. So
he must the Wi-Fi is a little tricky.
No,
down there
because he posted video and it was hours later before he put up the story. To me, if he'd got some good, that it went up quickly. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm like, okay, I'm waiting for the story.
You're saying you would have got some more. You would have powered through getting when his people tried to shut it down. You said, I'll be damned.
Yeah. I'm not going to even go there. I'm not doing that.
I'm going to follow George out of here.
But what I'm saying is I waited. And so, yeah, I clicked on the article. Because usually they like, okay, you can only see so far. But I was looking for the quotes. And all it said was, the people ushered him away. And
then
and we've all been there because I've been to different camps. And these it's a professional group, camp guys that do camps. They do all this flex work, whatever they do, DAX camp, they do CDs camp.
And they say, if you put your name on this, we'll give you this much money. Right. And all you got to do is show
all the camps. And what's so interesting, because it frustrates me as a journalist, because we go to the camp. Yes, the camp is by the kids, right?
Right.
Okay, but we go to the camp where you play for the Cowboys. Okay, because there are a million camps.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm not saying you're not a charitable person, but you're not going to every Cowboy appearance at a charity event because of your passion for the charity.
No, we're not. And so listen, we're going to talk about the charity. We're going to talk about what you're doing, but you can play ball and answer a football question or two. We're not saying you have to ask 30
minutes. It's like the Super Bowl. It's like Radio Row. People get paid to be out there, and
that's why Dak is so good, which is why Dak was named the good guy media person of the year. But whether it's his camp, whether it's the children's fund, anything he does, he gonna ask. We're gonna talk about why you love kids, why you do this, why it's important to you. But he's also gonna talk about some football stuff, answer football questions. You gonna play ball with us? You know, I remember one time a couple of years ago when CD was holding out, and we went to CD's camp, and no media. We're not doing media. Why are we here?
Well, that was your decision.
Okay, but you want pub for your camp. We want pub for what you're doing off the field.
What you saying, okay? Give me a little bit, I give you
a little bit. That's all it is. And so I understand when there's, if he wouldn't have been holding out, it probably would have been a different outcome. But when you don't want to talk about certain things, your media's not allowed, it's only for the kids, not for that. Mm. Come on now. So this whole Pickens thing, yes, we're waiting because he's going to have another camp. He's going to have a couple of camps in North Texas too. in July.
I catch him at those ones.
Yeah, but that's going to be after. I catch him. And I was eyeing those because they were before he signed the tag. I said, well, if you don't sign the tag, then we're going to go to these camps. Yeah. You know, and then we're going to find out, you know, but he signed the tag. So now the D-Day is not the camps. It's not the tag deadline. It's mini camp. And so now with the question of him being available, since he wasn't at camp last week, like your coach said he was, it was actually this week when he was had his camps.
Right.
You know, he had a couple of camps in South Texas. So Nick went there. Yes, you want to ask the question. But yeah, he signed an autograph. It's not like he's busy 24/7. Not like he can't give 5 minutes to the media.
He was locked in. Had to teach the kids to shake your hips.
And as we all know,
knows the ball.
I can walk to the car with you.
3 points of contact.
I can walk in with you. You know, just get my questions in. Oh, you fine. Now the kids are done. While you walking to the car, we can talk for 2 seconds.
The walk off.
5 minutes.
Now, I'd like to draw everyone's attention to the chat. And then, Jesse, I have a question for you. Because if you could just scroll up a little bit and we'll work our way down, John, because I agree with everybody in the chat. We could probably start with, sir, how much have you had to drink?
That's a good answer.
Did you kill that man? Whose underwear is that? Who's texting you? Whose drugs are these? And I would just like to say thank you to the chat for being ahead of my opinion. When I hear if the answer was the one you thought people wanted, you'd have probably gave it. Yeah. And so now I'm thinking we're going to get to next week, and I'm not going to understand why he signed his franchise tag, because George is about to get fined because is the beginning of, I don't want to tell you no, but I also don't need to lie to your face, so I shouldn't say yes. So I'm going to tell you, somebody come get him.
Yeah, somebody. I don't know how to answer this question. What do y'all want me to say, right?
Right.
His people came and got no more questions, no more questions. How many questions were asked?
Do you know how fast you were going? Why is OnlyFans on the credit card bill? If you are in the chat today, hit us with anytime you've had to hit somebody with while you scramble.
Come on, Cowboys, put a
who you gonna shirt. Who you gonna believe, me or your lying eyes?
So now will we be shocked if George Pickens is there next week?
You guys know where I stood on this. I've been 10 toes down on this for a very long time.
I mean, we've talked about this though.
I mean, a man last year who made $3 million didn't give a damn about being fined. Right. Now the man makes $27 million.
Why did he sign the tag? I just don't get it. I'm not asking for an answer.
We've talked about this.
I don't know. Well, Law's going to give you an answer.
To it that, shoot, he probably signed it in hopes to getting traded. You know,
or expectations.
Expectations. Because at the end of the day, if he don't show up now, then what was the whole point, right? To at least ignite the possibility of being on someone else's team. Now, I get it. It's kind of come off as negative because everybody wants to hear sunshines and rainbows. But the reality of it, he's not happy, right? I mean, and then on top of that, when people say, this is the strangest thing to me, when people say, oh, it's just voluntary. Well, last year was voluntary. Did he show up last year?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't remember.
So it is for what it is. This team got so much continuity and rapport going. Everything is good. You got new faces in the building. And if he's going to be one of the leaders, you would presume to say that, hey, he should be there this week or next week, basically.
The fines, if he doesn't show or does a whole thing, whatever.
Hold in, you can get away with it. Maybe that's what he'll do. Maybe he'll show up.
Well, yeah,
a lot of people hold in, they show up and don't do nothing, but he wasn't doing nothing anyway.
But if he doesn't, I think the fine is upwards of $106,000 for missing minicamp. A funky 106.
So now he's only making 27.2.
Yeah.
A funky 106. Ain't nobody tripping on that. And I'm glad you
How do you get into the lottery to get the money from those fines? Like, you know, they should let the fan base have some of the fine money.
That goes to charity. That money goes back to charity.
So what about my charity? So shout out.
No, not allegedly. Oh, wow. No, because we write those fines off. Yeah, we write those fines off.
You write off to my foundation?
We write those fines off as charitable contributions. Yeah. And then like things like, which I'm a part of, Girls Flag Football.
Okay, cool.
So thank you, George Pickens, last year, because a lot of your fine money from the Cowboys went to what we do with Girls Flag Football.
Are y'all looking for endorsement deals?
Oh, we have a couple.
Give me some money, and I'll talk about the girls' flag.
Oh,
football.
That kind of endorsement, that type of thing. What's up?
I'm doing something that Miss Johnson didn't do the other night.
Oh,
yeah.
He didn't call time out. Miss Johnson,
Mitch.
Oh, Mitch.
Okay. I thought you said miss. I'm about to say, oh, hey, I thought you said miss. I did.
That's what you heard.
Yeah, it did.
What
it
did
sound
hear?
Like a miss.
I said Knicks.
I kind of heard miss, but then I context clued it. And I'm like, he's talking about the Spurs head.
Okay, I got you.
Mitch, I'm counting 30.
Because he let them just come back. Yeah, what's your timeout for?
Coming up next. Katie's mama.
Coming up next. We'll see why Clarence called a timeout. And we'll get you caught up on everything from OTA. The NBA Finals are cruising along, but the action's not going to stop. When the confetti falls and the NBA crowns a champ, it's a star-studded scorching summer of sports. Women's hoops, baseball are heating up, the world's biggest soccer tournament on American soil is underway, and the first ever MMA fight on the White House lawn. Make your picks for all these events and more this summer on Prize Picks, America's number one sports pick app. I can make all my picks in the same app with Prize Picks, America's number one sports pick app. It's available in all 50 states, including right here in Texas, because all 50 would also mean Texas. The finals are going on. Legacy's on the line. Get action on the biggest NBA games of the season. Make your picks on everything from points and rebounds to dunks, three-pointers, fantasy score. Before the NBA champ is crowned, Prize Picks is a preferred partner of the NBA. Download the app today. Use the code DLLS, and you'll get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. That is DLLS. To get $50 instantly in lines when you play your first $5, Prize Picks, preferred partner of the NBA. And then I want to talk to you about the Fanatics app, the all-in-one destination for every part of your sports fandom. It's where you can get official gear for your favorite teams and players, including the latest drops, exclusive releases, must-have merch all in one place. Maybe some of these people that are playing in the finals, you want some of them jerseys. They got it. They got your official gear for your favorite teams. And it's also more than just shopping. You can play free daily games on the app. And that helps you earn fan cash, which you can then turn around and spend on jerseys or game tickets, collectibles, and more. So, you're looking for official merch. You want a jersey? They got you at Fanatics. You want some sort of collectibles? You want tickets to the game? Fanatics. They got you covered for everything that you could possibly need when it comes to your favorite sports team. And it's all right there in one place, all built for fans like us. Go over, download the Fanatics app, and start cashing in on your fandom. App access is open to everybody, 21 and up to play. No purchase necessary. U.S. only. Void where prohibited.
I'll say he gonna come.
Welcome back to the DLS Cowboys podcast, where Clarence attempted to call a 20-second timeout as the clock expired. He did not get it in time.
30-second timeout. You don't watch the NBA.
Oh, a 30-second timeout. What is a 20? What's a 20?
Just 30 seconds.
I thought it was
30, brother.
It doesn't matter. Look, it doesn't matter.
1 minute, 30, you know, 30 seconds.
It doesn't matter. Clarence, what I'm saying is, what do you want?
Miss Johnson should have called a damn timeout. Jack A, we're rooting for the Spurs.
No, we're not rooting for the Spurs.
Spurs.
Why y'all being haters Spurs. Over there?
I'm cheering for Brunson.
Who you Jaylen cheering Brunson. For? You're not a Knicks fan.
I'm an East Coast guy.
Anyway,
Mavericks ruined it. Brunson should still be here, but they thought $14 million a year was too much for Jalen Brunson. So yeah. I'm cheering for him.
Anyway, couple of things. Number one, Jesse's right. He didn't care about getting fined. I was told in the draft week, he don't care about fine. Okay. I was told by somebody on the Cowboys, Pickens don't care about fine. Certainly didn't care about, and that's before he signed the tag.
Right.
I was like, he don't care about being fined. And we've said this, we've had this conversation many times. He got fined. I think he was fined more than $100,000 last year.
Yeah.
I got to get all the numbers together, but you added all the curfews and missed meetings and lates, you know.
I can tell
and
you.
He wasn't making but $3 million.
I can tell you from personal experience, what it costs you to miss a meeting and to be late for a meeting is roughly around $11,000.
Okay, so if you're going to be late.
And that's the first time.
So if I was going to be late, I'm going to just go ahead and miss. Yeah. I already owe the 11. Mm. I'm just going to go get some Chick-fil-A or something.
Yeah.
I mean, you Vegas, he had a double. He missed curfew. He missed the bus.
Mm. Yeah.
It should have been a triple because he took CD with him.
How much is the bus? The bus got to be higher than anything.
I think the bus might be around like 16, 20.
You know, so yeah, and that's already had been fined before that. Yeah. So this stuff is escalated already. Mm-hmm. So now he's making $27 million. It's a little funky $100,000 is not an issue.
Let me make sure I'm squared away here. What you're saying is that George Pickens is irresponsible, can't be trusted, and you don't think they should sign him long term.
Did not say that. I don't know where you get that. That's crazy.
Where'd you pull that one?
That's crazy.
That sound like
that's crazy.
He missed a lot of stuff, and it's not real dialed in.
I also said he caught how many touchdowns?
Nine and two.
How many catches?
Nine touchdowns. Had a couple receptions.
1,400. I mean, that's what I care about. See, that's what I care about.
Saying,
y'all do all the elite.
have a late George Pickens than an on-time Jalen Tolbert. I know he's not here, but I'm just saying.
I can say the same thing about Michael Parsons, too, but y'all don't want to hear that. Y'all don't hear that conversation. Y'all talking about the leadership. Y'all don't hear that, too. That's a whole other conversation.
I'm just saying.
But you're right. He could hold in. Zach Martin held in.
Yeah.
Okay, he could come in and not doing nothing. The dirty little secret was he ain't doing nothing anyway. Okay? Dak told us the other day that even if he shows up, he's missed everything. He's probably not going to participate. Yeah. They're going to be cautious with him. Even, and you know, so let's be honest about it. We don't know what kind of shape he's in. They're not going to put, if he shows up in minicamp, it's not like he can go out there and run all these reps with the offense. It's a holding anyway. So if he shows up, it's performative. It's just to avoid the quote unquote fine. It had nothing to do with getting ready for next season. It had nothing to do with showing leadership or anything like that.
Let me ask Jesse this then. As a former player, when the head coach said, hey, man, we love you. I love you. And we want to see you out there. And the expectations and the hope is for you to be here. But we love you. But you already understand that we're not going to extend you.
Right. That's,
how does that make you feel?
That last part.
Like I'm telling you already, I'm not going to extend you, but I love you. And you understand.
Yeah.
Tell your girlfriend that. Tell your wife, baby, I love you. But we ain't getting no ring. I've been with you a lot. I love you, baby. But the ring ain't on the table.
So where do this goes with GP in that situation?
He looks at coach and goes, okay.
He hits the thumbs up.
Yeah, he's okay. Like, because if you love me, pay me.
Right.
If you love me, pay me. If you love me, go tell them to pay me.
But I can't write.
Love should have brought you
home last
night.
Well, then I'll see you when I see you.
Love should have brought you home last night.
And so that's the thing. It's like there is an understanding that happens among, like, because Shoddy gets in front of the camera and he has to say the right things.
He do.
As a coach. And he's done a good job with saying the right things.
Right.
But behind the scenes, he knows it's a very delicate situation. When you're dealing with superstar athletes anyway, it's a very delicate situation. So when he's saying all the right things, we hope and we expect him to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But he knows behind the scenes, this dude ain't gonna probably show up. I hope he'll surprise me.
Yeah.
He'll surprise. I think Brian Schottenheimer would be more surprised than expecting George Pickens to be there if he showed up next week.
Yeah, because it's just like what you're saying. You know, when you talk about love and all of this stuff, you go to a wedding and you dating this girl, and then all of a sudden she catch the bouquet. Now you finna have that conversation.
No, I hope you just
you better have
that conversation. That's what it is when you see Christian Watson get $100 million, right? And you see these other people, Drake London,
600-yard-ass receiver.
Yeah, you Drake see all London. Of these other people, they catching bouquet, they finna get married. So now you sitting as GP, you sitting there like, okay, but they say that they love me too.
What's KZ telling me I'm messy? What did I do messy?
What we do?
Yeah. Well,
what's love got to do with it?
Well, let's do the super chats. Let's knock out the super chats. Hit the like button while you're here. AJG for life. Who can get us double digit sacks, y'all?
Okay. I'm sitting on my hand.
Okay. My prediction.
Double digit, not eight.
Let me say, I expect.
No, you hope.
Oh, you hope.
No, you hope.
No.
You don't expect nothing.
No.
That's a lie.
You're expecting
There's
or
no
you hope.
There's no way
it.
You can expect anybody to get double digit.
You don't know how my sentence is going. I expect. None.
Okay.
But you hope.
But if we're going to hope.
Okay, there you go. Okay, all right. All
who is the most likely candidate to get 10 sacks?
I'm going to say the person who's gotten the closest to it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Who?
Rashawn Gary.
Yeah.
I don't think he's the one who's gotten the closest.
Who was the guy closest?
Rashawn Gary, because he had.
I'm going to say Quinnen Williams.
Was that nine?
He's had a 12.
If, okay.
2022, he had 12.
I'm sorry.
The last time we had an interior guy to get double digits was what? Hatcher?
Hatcher with 13.
Yeah. I'm just going
to
go with the best guy.
I was talking about more so the rush guy.
I'm going for anybody.
Okay.
Anybody.
All right.
I'll go Quinnen. If I had to pick an edge guy.
Life or death, you saying?
I'd go Isaraku.
He's had two in his career.
Yep.
Out of life and
death. And I'll bet you right now.
Wow.
Oh.
And James, he's at 8 last year.
$20.
$20,
baby. Funky 20. Isaraku has more sacks than Gary.
Ooh.
A funky 20.
That ain't nothing to you.
Come on, man. Ain't nothing.
You was about to send Dominique. Not Dominique. Jackie.
A funky 20.
See, the problem with
the man
bet.
A funky 10.
The problem with the bet is.
Four.
I'm on
$1.50.
I'm not rooting against the bruh. I'm on Isaraku's side.
You're supposed to be a journalist.
I am. But
you're not cheering for anybody. You're just getting action.
I thought she wasn't on the team.
Okay, check this out.
Somebody bet me a dollar.
See, you didn't want to bet.
You didn't want to bet.
Who you want?
This is not a bet. I got it. I have no interest in the bet.
You take Ezra, I'll take Gary.
You just want some action.
You want to bet.
You want some action.
I want some action.
He ready to go.
I'm not saying what he said is not true. I don't need to bet it.
Okay, so Gary, Ezraku. I'm saying Quinnen. If you pick anybody,
I'm saying
Quinnen
too. But yeah, but Gary, at the edge rushers, I'm saying Gary.
Man, let's go for the rookie. Malachi, baby. All right, come on. $20, man.
$20.
$20
on
low.
Ezraku versus Malachi.
$20
baby.
Wow. Easy versus Malachi.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's go.
Wow. So you carrying that water again.
Nah, he
who else wants
he ain't never done nothing.
Well, he beat Tyler Guyton the other day, I heard.
Yeah. I heard that too.
Y'all need y'all to stop.
I heard that too.
Are they physical?
I saw it.
I don't know.
We did not talk about sex in OTA. That would drive me crazy. Amazing. Did he have double digits second college?
Land of the free, baby.
Well, talk about what
I
want.
No, they would ask you. I ain't asked you.
I mean,
I said,
he had
did he have?
Pressures.
No, they would ask.
Yeah, he didn't have it. I don't think he did, Malachi.
Okay. He didn't have it in college, but you expect to have it in the pro.
Man.
As a rookie. That's what you're telling me.
Parsons didn't have double digit sacks in college.
William wants to know in the super chat, does Prize Picks have a more or less on how many games Sorsby plays? And can he pick more or less? It's not betting, obviously, on Prize Picks. It's playing. It's picking more or less. They might.
They probably do.
They going to take it to court.
Might need to go look. I don't think he's going to win in the end here, but boy, I sure enjoy watching all of the fury about it. It makes me so happy. Watch people get so mad. Mm. Like your school would do the exact same thing. The lunatic.
We wouldn't do the same thing. We got a quarterback. We got a quarterback.
Right, but if your quarterback was in this scenario, wouldn't want him to appeal and try to get him on the field?
We're not picking a gambling quarterback.
The lunatic. We put up with you till we can replace you.
Exactly.
DC4L. Yeah.
Exactly.
The lunatic. Bell cut. Frees up 14 for Durant and leaves 2 for Downs.
Somebody got to play special.
All right, next action as I'm twitching over here. I got a funky 5 that Caleb Downs wears number 2 by the time we get to the regular season.
Oh, wow. Take that. Just 5?
Funky
just
5.
Funky 5.
Funky 5.
Come on, Macho Man. Come on, Macho Man. Was shaking.
Ooh,
yeah. I got a 45 on that.
5 on that. Yep. I think he'll find his way to 2. I don't know exactly how it's going to play out, but he'll find his way to it because that's what his mom wants.
All right.
And we got to make mama happy.
Because mama don't like 13. But she don't reckon. She don't like 13.
We'll hear from Caleb Downs a little bit later in the show. The other thing about Caleb is I think he couldn't care less.
Right.
Or maybe he cares a little bit. But he is so ridiculously more mature than I am at 42
right
now, where it's just like a jersey number. He's like, nah, I mean, I'll make the number look good. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
Everything about him, you know, like I said, he don't suffer fools gladly, they say. You know, he's serious. Yeah. He's all about
his
business.
First interaction with the DFW media was telling Clarence, shut your mouth.
Wow.
That was his first interaction.
Really?
Clarence was trying to do some digging when he was cut off the podium. He was like, hey, who's your agent? Kid's like, don't worry about it.
It don't matter. He did shut me down. That was at the combine. I'm trying to get him out the podium.
Good,
I'm trying to get him out the podium.
And he was just like, no.
I'm done, Derek, sir.
Salty Texian. At this point, just trade GP and then trade up next year for either Jeremiah Smith, Charlie Becker, or Cam Coleman.
You gotta get to number 1 for Smith.
Dolphins are gonna take a quarterback at 1 if they get there.
Right. Getting that top 3. Y'all gotta get that top 2.
Yeah, get the top 3 for Jeremiah Smith for sure. Yeah, probably top 2.
You gotta really blow this year.
Which is possible. Well, yeah, Dolphins. They blow out of their dorsal. I don't know if that's true on a dolphin or not.
I mean,
what about the whales?
Literally, no, I didn't. They got a dorsal, I think.
They blow out. If
you're in the chat, let us know about dorsal fins and what has them and what does not have them. And coming up next, we'll actually hear from Caleb Downs and maybe Dak. We'll just see how the time looks. How about that? It's next on the DLS Cowboys. Let's talk about our dudes at Shady Rays. These are my Shady Rays. There are many Shady Rays, but these are mine. You know that moment, the one where you realize, oh my goodness, my favorite sunglasses. Left them suckers at the beach. Oh, they were on the roof of the car. Oh my God, they're at a gas station in Tuscaloosa. Well, I've been there too. And with our friends at Shady Rays, if you lose or break your Shady Rays, even on day 1, they're going to send you a brand new pair. No guilt trip. just replacements. That's the game changer. And their sunglasses are awesome. They're made for real life. They're good looking. They're polarized. They're durable. They're not stupidly expensive. So yeah, you lose them, you break them. Shady Rays, they got your back. And they got good shades that don't cost too many monies. You know what I'm talking about? So now you can actually wear your sunnies without fear on a hike, at a concert, on a boat, wherever. Shady Rays got your back. Go to ShadyRays.com and use the code SRDLLS and you'll get 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. Also want to encourage you guys to help us out. It's a DLLS survey. Tell us what you think of what's going on at DLLS. We want to thank you for being a part of our community. And we're also always looking for ways to make the shows better, better understand how you listen and or watch, what you value most in your shows. And so we launched us a little survey. You want to have some say in how things look and sound up here? Bang. Get in on the survey. Your feedback's going to help us shape the content that you love and hopefully make it even better. It only takes a few minutes, but it can make a big impact. So if you could take a moment and head on over to alldlls.com/contest and let your voice be heard, you could be a part of shaping this thing. It's a thing that you watch. It's a thing that you listen. You're part of our community. We love you. We want things to be the way that you want things to be. So go on over to alldlls.com/contest, and it's called contest because you have a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card when you fill out the survey. So go ahead and do that, or else, which is not a threat. We appreciate you. It is the DLS Cowboys podcast with our special guest Law Nation in the building. We appreciate you guys being here. Please smash the like button while you're here. Let's hear from Caleb Downs a little bit. And the Slack had a lot of words in it, John. Can you walk me through where you want to start me at, or where I want to start at? I forgot where I wanted to start at. Oh, yeah, you don't have a mic. Downs' usage.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
NFL versus college. Let's start with the usage, because he got a bevy of questions about just the different places he's been lining up, special teams, and then all these different things. And there was one kind of fun one in here. Here's Caleb Downs.
How much safety and slot are you doing? Is it equal 50-50, or what is it like?
Yeah, I mean, I get safety reps whenever I'm not at nickel, so just learning both as we go and, yeah, make plays out of the one.
What's it like rotating into special teams? I think you did a little punt return in college. How much would you like to do some of that stuff
here? Yeah, I mean, I say learn from guys. There's nobody better to learn from in terms of special teams than Terps, so it's great to be able to speak to him about punt return and everything, and that's something I've done, and I've done it at a high level, so I think it's a good thing for me.
What's a personal protector work too? Is that new too?
Yeah, it's completely new, but shout out Nate Ebner. He told me I was going to be doing that when I was at O State, so that was that's how he made his way in the league, playing special teams, and he was a leader on punt, being the PP, so he gave me some nuggets when I was at O State a couple months back, so it's been good.
How much do you like the challenge of having to know all of these different things?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, me, I see myself as a learner, and that's the most important thing that you can do in life, is just try to learn and understand things, and the more you can put on my plate, the more I'm going to be able to succeed.
Have you allow you to know what other people are doing, too?
I think it allows you to see the holistic picture, not just your own position, but how everything works together, so then you can know how to necessarily know where guys are going to be, so you can leverage that in terms of how you play.
The DNA to be that calm, collected, and mature at his age kind of makes me mad, honestly. Yeah. Kind of pisses me off. That's not normal. That's not, I'm just jealous. I'm just jealous. The dude just got it together. Yeah. A couple of things that jumped at me was when they were talking about the special team stuff. I didn't realize that he was working as the personal protector. Right. Do we need our first-round pick being the personal protector?
Do not.
Don't need him, but it's a great position for him.
No, don't get me wrong. I think he can absolutely do it.
It is not. Okay. It is. Fine. As the personal protector in once upon a time in his career,
okay.
You put him outside. If you're going to be a special, let him go outside and be a gunner.
Right.
Maybe be a wing. You don't want them problems in that interior. You don't want him dealing around in that interior. Yeah. Trust me. Because next thing
picking
you know,
up 290 straight because, down the middle.
But here's that, and when you're in the interior,
right.
Unless it's a blatant hold, they let you just assault people in the interior. Mm-hmm. You when you're going down the middle of that field, you get accosted.
Even with the new kickoff rule.
Even right? With the kickoff is different. I'm a punt.
Oh, punt.
As a personal protector, yeah. You get accosted. All the way down the field. They pulling and tugging.
You know, Brock Hoffman.
It's legs being chopped off.
Which
One was it that Dez did his rookie? Was it a punt returner?
He's a punt returner.
He took it to the house.
I enjoyed that Downs mentioned getting punt return reps. I'm like, I don't think they'll have you do that over Turpin.
But I do think he'd be good at it.
And so this is what frustrates me. Ooh, you're doing special teams. No, duh. What is it like doing special teams? You're supposed to do special teams. Yeah. Why would he not do special teams?
No, not as a first round. He's a number 11 rookie.
12 or 11 pick.
He's going to do special teams.
No, he's not.
He's a defensive back. He's going to do special teams.
If he's doing special teams, it's going to be for very
Darren
specific
Darren Woodson
things.
Did special teams.
Darren Woodson wasn't the 11th overall pick.
He was the starting best player on the team. They do special teams.
How many special teams was Diggs on when he was a starting corner? Was he on any?
He took one, I believe, one or two. I think I saw Diggs do a special team.
Like, he might do something.
But the bottom line is,
Downs
is
not going to be a core teamer.
If he was the returning punts, Patrick Crayton was the when he was the punt returner, he was the punt catcher.
Yeah, PC got a couple touchdowns.
I know he did that a couple touchdowns.
PC was actually decent with that. Like, because
what I'm saying is this. Too much dip on PC. When Turpin's not out there, you need somebody to catch the ball. Mm. Okay? We don't know who else is going to be active or inactive, but we know this dude has done it before.
Well, I don't want to have a DB if it's just a catch. I go ahead and put a receiver out there.
We don't know. I'm saying we don't. He's never done punt returns. He's done punt returns in college. Blue didn't do punt returns in college. He only did kickoff returns. Now, something he could learn, possibly, but he's never done it.
Downs house PC never did punt returns in college.
PC was a quarterback. You know,
I'm just saying, you learn it. You come to the league and you learn it.
But clearly they're not doing it. They have now. He's been there 2 years. They really haven't had.
You want to watch Downs? Downs give Indiana the business on this punt return? Spin.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Yeah, he looked good.
Bye-bye.
Out there.
No.
And then he did. Is that the one he put the time?
But you don't really want him running. You don't really want him doing all that. But you know, if tight game, if Turpin's out there, you need somebody that you know that's confident back there catching the ball with traffic. It ain't that easy, and you know that.
You know who was a good special teamer?
I scored a lot of punt returns
in college.
What'd you say?
Middle school, I had a lot of punt returns.
Are we talking middle school smack?
Yeah, I did a lot of touchdowns in middle school and punt return.
What'd you say, Lyle?
Deron Bland was a good returner in college. You know, you probably can. I know his feet and everything, $92 million guy.
He been in how many years? We ain't seen him back there.
We don't need corners back there.
At a veteran at this point, it's not an option.
But in order to make the team on wide receivers, you got to play special teams. So MVS may be outside if he don't continue to do something like that. I know this is a whole other subject. MVS, whatever, Marquez.
Valdez-Scantling.
You say that man's name.
Yeah.
You got to play special teams.
He got to learn how to catch the ball consistently.
Let's go to Clarence talking to Caleb Downs because this is more about Clarence being messy for no reason. Just put the focus on Clarence attempting to get Caleb Downs to say he's getting tore up in OTAs, which obviously isn't true.
Very respectful.
He tried to get him to say you've been getting tore up, huh? Here's Clarence.
Have you had any moment where this is different? It's not college, it's NFL.
I mean, the talent is high everywhere. Honestly, that's the truth of it. But I feel like I'm ready for that. So.
They talked about last week they were looking for you for something and you were watching film. I mean, just talk about how much film you've consumed since you've been here.
Yeah, I mean, I try to put in extra time every day. That's a part of who I am and what I've been doing my whole career. So, yeah, I mean, he's the one that actually came and found me. Bronx actually one that came and found me. He said I had to do media, so I wasn't really happy to leave, but it was what it was.
That's my guy right there. That's my guy. You tried to get him, but he wasn't going to be got.
You know, sometimes it's okay to admit you're not perfect. Admit that I had some moments, but hey, I'm still working hard. That's no big deal. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to be infallible, not to be Superman. I was like, because you're not. No one's Superman. Everybody makes mistakes. He acknowledged that he had some moments. That's okay. And we're not killing him for it. I did not kill him for it. It is a different level. There's way more talent out here than he's seen ever. I don't care if he worked with Jeremiah Smith. There's way more talent he's seen out here in practice than he saw in college. It's spread all those games. And so he's going to have his moments. But as we said, as I said from the beginning, the work ethic, the commitment, the professionalism, watching film, never making the same mistake twice, which Shotty talked about, that's what you love about him. Yeah. But now that he's going to come out and be Ed Reed as a rookie?
I didn't really think about it until you said it.
Yeah.
But like the talent obviously in the NFL is better than any college team.
Facts.
But when you are talking about just covering, he kind of already has done it. He's like, yeah, I mean, CD's not really out here much.
Right.
Pickens ain't here. I actually was covering better players at Ohio State. Like, I love Flannoy, but Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate every day.
Yeah, but the schemes are different. The offense is different. You know, those those simple college offenses, simple college routes, it's a whole different deal.
Now, I do want to do the golf stuff. He was asked about playing golf with Dak. He played golf with Dak. And I just want you to, John, can you just play the whole golf thing, and then I have a takeaway.
Dak, I think you guys went golfing the other day. Yeah. Are you out there to beat him, or are you out there to pick his brain for 4 hours?
I was out there to beat his ass. I told my friend that before I went out there. I was like, I'm going to beat him. I don't care what happens. So, yeah, it was a good game.
Do you, during that 4 hours, whatever it was, you try and talk ball, or you forget about ball when you're out there?
No, we were actually talking a lot about how they work with Ferg. They had Will Grew out there too, so one of their quarterbacks last year. So just comparing a little bit between how everything operates. But it's just good for me to be around vets like that that have a lot of experience.
How bad you
money exchange hands after the round?
Nah, I ain't put no money on it. I know how good he was. So
how bad you beat him?
A couple strokes. It's fine.
You got a rematch set?
I mean, I'm ready for it.
He's a smart kind of smart. Mm. One, I got to be out there with the vets. Two, right. I have the confidence, and I'm not afraid to say about the franchise quarterback who makes $60 million that I was out there to kick his ass. He can handle me saying that. And did money exchange hands? No, because I didn't know if he was real good. And if he was real good, I didn't want to take my money. So I'm confident. Mm-hmm. I believe in me. I'm willing to speak it out loud, even about somebody who's been in this league for a long time. Yeah. I'm also smart enough. That just in case.
I'm frugal.
We ain't betting no money.
Yep. He's frugal. Yeah.
Let me see you on the range, and then we'll talk about it. We're betting.
He ain't putting that money over that jersey.
Why you think he asked about Ferg?
Huh?
Why you think he asked about Ferg?
Who asked about Ferg?
Why you think he asked about Ferg?
Who asked about Ferg?
Why you think they was talking about Ferg?
Yeah. Oh, because he was saying that's the four people who were golfing. It was him, Dak, Ferg, and Will Grier.
That's not what he said. It was him, Dak, and Will Grier. He said they talked about how to use Ferg.
How to use it, okay.
Because Ferg got him a couple of times. Talking about.
Oh, because you're saying Ferguson's a better NFL player than
Kevin. That boy right here, that boy.
You got to listen
and
understand. You got to listen and understand.
So they played a four-man sport with three people?
The four-man sport. We don't know who the third person was.
I think
but
Ferg
it wasn't
was.
Ferg.
I think it was Ferg.
His exact words, we talked about how they used Ferg. Mm-hmm. And then he said Will Grier was out there. And another note, which we came out this week.
What's that?
The Cowboys offered Will Grier a job.
As what?
J-O-B.
On the staff.
Yeah.
As a what?
Kellen Moore.
We don't know. Mm-hmm. But he turned down that job because Carolina signed him to the team. But the Cowboys offered him a job. He told the guys at Carolina that before he signed with Carolina to be a backup quarterback, whatever he is,
right.
The Cowboys offered him a job on the staff. That's Dak's boy.
Yeah.
Will Grier is Dak's boy.
Yep.
So was
they were taking care of Will Grier, huh?
So was Jalen Tolbert.
Well, Jalen Tolbert is also somewhere else.
Yeah, he got to take care of somewhere else.
And I remember after the season finale, I said, you're trying to feed Tolbert. So yeah, I was trying to get paid. Because if you remember, Tolbert got a lot of balls in the last game. Yeah. But just getting back, yes, we love – he's very confident. He wants to beat Dex.
And then I want to play the very first thing, which is our buddy Joe Hoyt just asking him the generic, hey, man, how's it going stuff, just because part of it made me giggle.
Yeah.
Giggle. First OTAs, how are they going?
It's going well. I mean, a really good learning experience for me. Get acclimated with everything, how we practice, how we what the standard is and everything like that. So I think it's an awesome time, and I'm looking forward to next week in minicamp and getting the break and then coming back for fall camp.
I just like that he said the standard.
The standard.
Because as soon as he did, I was like, the standard is the standard. The standard is the standard. I just wanted to get out of here. And
the standard is the brand.
Like, can we see the standard?
You know what? We need that on a T-shirt. The standard is the brand.
The standard is the brand.
The standard is the Forbes list.
It's the brand. The standard is the brand.
All right, coming up next to finish up the show, we'll take a look around the NFL. My favorite quote of the calendar year in sports is around the NFL, and then we may have to circle back on some Dak stuff. We'll do all that next on the DLS Cowboys podcast. But first, I want you guys to sign up to be a diehard, because what else are you doing right now? You know, how's that for a pitch?
No, it is.
You ain't doing nothing else right now.
Shout out to Alan. Diehard. Came out to the Windstar yesterday.
Alan's out there.
Shout out to my man Strength.
Strong.
Okay.
Strong.
Strength
strong.
Or Strength.
Strong. Strong.
Same thing. Strong. Hope, expectation.
Did you say Strength?
What was his name?
His name Strong.
Strong.
It's the same
strong
thing. Strong.
No, it's not.
Strength.
It's like hope and expectation.
Hope and expectation.
Shout out to my boy. Shout out to my boy Strong.
It's like hope and hopeful. Or hope and hoping.
And shout out to everybody who watched the show yesterday, because somebody pointed out that they still can't see because all these guys took their shirt off, including Ben.
Yeah, we took our shirts off.
Why you didn't take your shirt off?
Because I thought it was a bit. Around, I'm like, no. I don't do
around bit. Here, the standard is the standard.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Let me hold up.
That's my shirt right there.
Let me hold $100, man. Yeah, no.
That's the standard.
That's the standard that's right
the,
there.
That's the standard.
I sent you wrong
that's
photo. I got a better photo.
Hey,
that smoke was in my eye.
G, G from Jersey. Let's get that on a t-shirt.
Show the picture of the shirt off. Show the shirt off photo.
We don't have a photo of that. It was just live. It was just a live thing. Well,
hey, listen, we screenshot everything.
My guy Strong's been reading the Dungeon Crawler Carl books with me.
Yeah.
So he's a good dude.
Found a black man who wants to be a Hogwart.
Yeah, it's not quite the same, but same thing. Sign up to be a diehard. When you do that, you get a free t-shirt as soon as you sign up. You can pick whatever one you want from our merch store, and we got some cool stuff in there. So go ahead and sign up to be a diehard. That'll unlock everything on our website for you, too. The premium content, the behind-the-scenes content. You get all sorts of things when you're signed up to be a diehard, and you get to join into our Discord, which is a lot of fun. In the Discord, people are talking about literally everything. We got channels for all sorts of real life stuff, plus, of course, one for each individual team. It's a good time. So sign up to be a diehard, and Chill will take his shirt off for you. I'm sure of it. It's the DLS Cowboys podcast.
Look good for my age.
There's something I want to talk about around the NFL because I saw this tweet yesterday, and I have not recovered yet.
Okay.
This is from Nate Taylor.
Okay.
Taylor.
He covers the Chiefs for ESPN.
Convicts.
Andy Reid on if Rashee Rice will be ready for the start of training camp. Quote, I think he will be. He gets out of jail next week. We'll see where it goes.
That's how he gets out of jail next week. He gets out of jail next week.
Yo,
and Texas Tech like, see, y'all roof dudes in jail. I didn't want to bet. He didn't kill nobody. That's what Texas Tech, Joey McGuire, he didn't kill nobody. He got out of jail next week. This dude almost killed somebody.
Get out of jail next week. That's crazy.
And like he had to know a Rashee Rice question was coming. So that was the answer he was going with. Yeah. I think he will be. He gets out of jail next week. We'll see where it goes.
Ain't
he'll
nobody,
be back up here and working.
Ain't nobody pre-show. Andy Reid ain't pre-show prepping.
Man.
They're not giving him a rundown like, hey, this is the answer. Andy like, man, listen, I'm going to finish this macaroni and cheese before I go down to this. Yeah.
Right. Who going to check me? Who going to check Andy?
That's correct.
Go check big old Andy. And these Super Bowl rings. You see these Super Bowl rings?
Just heavy.
Who going to check me? Who going to say I misspoke?
I had noticed, honestly, recently that I was feeling a little bit safer on 75. And I didn't realize it was because Rashee's not out there right now.
Really?
I didn't realize.
Next week, though.
Next week, I'll start taking the side road.
July. The whole July.
Oh, 4th of July. Be careful, guys.
I was coming back from Oklahoma. There's a lot of other Rashee's out here, man. People are crazy. He ain't the only one, okay?
Oh.
And the young folks like to do that speed, you know.
They go 100 miles per hour and record.
Yeah, but the race, yeah, it's crazy.
Shout out to you, Brandon Ayuk.
Brandon Ayuk, boy.
Shout out to the University of Georgia.
Golly.
Yeah. For Georgia.
Sam Williams.
Sam.
Uh-huh.
Terp. Wasn't Terp drove fast?
Yeah.
He did one?
He can run fast, too.
Take
the Flash.
Are you guys aware of what's happening with the World Cup being in America right now?
What's going on?
A lot of people going to a lot of, like, restaurants.
People are going to restaurants. My guy, what's his name? The German guy on Twitter is cracking me up. Now there's a Swedish guy that's out there that just had Texas barbecue.
Bucky's.
Tailgate. Bucky's is getting his shine on. Waffle House. A lot of people telling that German dude who was like, went to Waffle House, 10 out of 10. It was great. And everybody was like, you needed to go later at night to get the full experience.
Yeah, well.
Because there wasn't no fist fights.
Yeah.
So he didn't see real Waffle House.
You gotta go to which,
by the way,
Waffle House.
If you're hanging out that late at night, in certain places, especially in DFW, you ain't getting inside of Waffle House at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, it's too packed.
No. You ain't getting inside, period, no more.
Oh, yeah. They serve the food.
They been going to the window.
Yeah.
There's no more. Now, in Atlanta might be different. I think Atlanta still got the old staple of, like, we going to open up at the 12. Yeah. Yeah. Here?
Yeah.
After 11 p.m.?
Yeah.
Depends on what side of town you're on. Yeah. Depends on what side of town you're
on. Back in my day, you would have at a certain time in the evening, the ladies from right up the street at establishments,
right?
Mm.
They would filter in.
Okay.
So you might want to be at the Waffle House just to see the aftermath.
What kind of ladies are those?
Oh, you're talking about the one that's right there off of.
Yep.
I know what you're talking about. Right up
35.
By them hotels.
Right by the hotel.
Denny's, IHOP, or Waffle House? Which one?
You got? Food?
Food.
IHOP.
Yeah.
Denny's has a special place in my heart because we went there like 15 years in a row for Christmas breakfast.
Denny's got to be the whitest thing. Like, that's just where white people go.
We went to Denny's.
That's not being racist. That's just.
John's our producer. He's a white man. He said I'd pick Denny's too.
Oh my God.
That's lining up. Yeah. Is that racial? I think I would probably take Waffle House out of those three.
And that's the time.
As long as the sun's out.
Waffle House. What you got, Clarence? What you got?
I'm not getting involved with this.
Man, you pick Waffle House, aren't you?
You Waffle House.
That's racial.
I'm at the after hours spot.
Okay. That's not one of the three. Yeah.
It's not one of the after
hours. Waffle House can be or could be.
Me and Terrence Williams running in the parking lot after hours spot.
You get the chicken wings from
there. I would never buy food at the strip club back in the day.
Mm.
I did sometimes.
With all the bad stuff that you eat, is that where you draw the line?
This is where you,
is that where you
draw the
line?
I don't eat that much bad stuff, but it's about who cooking it. Have you seen some of the strip clubs? You seen the people, they go in there, they don't.
Bro.
The strippers aren't cooking it.
Are they
not?
Yeah. No. Who cooking it?
But who got the best steak?
Have you been to Peep and Tom?
Have you ever had the steak and lobster there?
Depends on what you're talking about, the men's club. We're talking about the Hole in the Wall strip club.
The steak and lobster, boy.
They don't have steak and lobster at strip club after our clubs that we go to.
Oh, okay.
I have gone to it.
I had some friends and they know who they are.
Yeah.
Jason, yeah. Hank, yeah. You guys know who you are. Once we were of legal drinking age, I don't know what their jobs were or their hours were, but they were going 5 days a week for legs and eggs.
Legs and eggs.
Yeah, you get the they had the breakfast buffet out there. What's happening with the World Cup?
Yeah, the cup.
Being in America right now is that all of your favorite stadiums that have domes,
strip clubs,
turf, they're not turf right now.
Yeah.
They're grass, including AT&T, or I believe as they're calling it, Dallas Stadium, because I guess AT&T hasn't given FIFA money.
Right.
So they're like, you could be Dallas Stadium. Arlington. And so people around the NFL are being asked about it, and they're all being a little bit careful, but not totally careful. Because somebody asked John Harbaugh about it, Giants coach now, because MetLife is turf. Bad. I don't know if it's bad turf. People get hurt.
It's bad turf.
Yeah. All turf is bad turf. You're going to get hurt. And he was asked about it, and he said, oh, you're trying to draw me into the turf versus grass debate?
Yeah.
Roger Goodell is going to call me off, and he's going to get mad at me because I'm probably not going to say what he wants me to say. That's all I'm going to say. And then there's quotes in here from other people on ESPN, players like Illuminor, the right tackle for the Giants.
Okay.
He said seeing the grass field put down on their stadium, he said, annoying.
Mm.
It's nice playing on grass. So he's just everybody. I'm not sure. I guess it's just like, the rich people are going to do what they want, and it's not something that you're willing to concede other things on to get it done. But it does suck that every player and probably every coach in the NFL knows we would be healthier. It's better for us to be playing on grass. And the whole league's like, that's cool. Go screw yourselves.
Right.
Here's your turf.
How expensive is it?
It's the upkeep is more expensive,
and it makes it harder to do other stuff, I would imagine. Like, you can't have a bunch of concerts with people down there stomping all over your natural grass, probably.
Well, that's why
they
roll it out. That's why they have new technology. They like Houston, they roll it out. They roll the grass field out.
Right.
Okay, and they put other field in. But like with the Cowboys, they got high school, they got college, and they have different turf. You know, that's how it gets worn down. But you don't even have to go to those other places. CeeDee Lamb chimed in on social media about the same thing.
Right.
Keep the turf. At AT&T Stadium. You watch the Cowboys. The reason why they practice so much outside.
He said, keep the turf?
Keep the grass. My bad. I misspoke. He said, keep the grass. He's like, he was all on side. He'll say that on social media, but if you ask about it, oh, now you're being messy. Which will happen. But if you watch the Cowboys, the reason they don't want to practice inside the Ford Center, even on sometimes when it's raining, sometimes when it's windy, because they want to be on the grass. It's healthier. Yeah. You go back to listen to Mike McCarthy talk. You listen to them talk. They want to be outside on the grass, practicing on the grass, not inside on the turf.
Yeah.
Because they know it's not healthy.
Yeah, once you become an adult, because I remember the first time getting turf and getting to play on turf.
Right.
You felt super cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, make you run fast. Yeah. I can change direction better. Yeah. I'm like, man, this is absolutely amazing. And I remember doing it. And then the game would end because back in our day, when they were doing the turf.
Turf burns.
You were on turf. It wasn't this field with the rubber pellets. It was
the old school AT&T. Texas Stadium turf.
It was carpet on top of concrete. Yeah, concrete. And you'd end that game. And you'd be all over here, here, there.
Turf just, burns. But Jeff, that's how you learn how to land, though, right?
They're tackling you. I don't know how to land. Shoot. I'm just trying to keep going.
Turf burns don't matter, man.
And it was nasty. Yeah. And then eventually you realize, oh, wait, I'm not invincible. Yeah. And we're not built to move that way. And so while it's really fun to have turf because it lets you do things that the human body's not supposed to do,
right?
It also means that the human body eventually goes, I'm not supposed to do that, so this ligament's going to let go now. Like we can't do this. Oh, and it's just weird to me. It's weird to me that they won't just be like, oh, yeah, that would be better for everyone if we played on grass. But it has to just be that the bottom line of the money is better for the owners to put turf out there. So they put turf out there and they just deal with it.
And every one of these also, like when you start looking at how, and I'm not saying that Jerry started it, but when he built his stadium in 2009, it was a multi-use stadium.
In the wrong direction.
Multi-use. That's a whole other conversation for another day.
Because I was putting curtains up out there, too.
And he built now every other stadium, you look at what they did in California, look at the door in Buffalo, all these other stadiums now becoming multi-use stadiums.
Mixed use.
And so because the money is now being made, not just in football season, but in concerts, in monster trucks, in rodeos, in soccer, and they can put basketball hoops up there. I mean, multiple things that can be used so that now Jerry, who owns a concession stand company, who gets the parking, who has the boxing matches, all that stuff, he's like, well, why just make money 6 months out of the year when I can make money 12 months out of the year?
But what's baffling to me is that the ability to do such, like, for example, you mentioned curtains. Well, they have the ability to close them, but he don't do it.
They have to do them all the time.
He don't want to admit they're wrong.
That's wrong.
They don't want to admit they're wrong.
So what's more egregious? The ability to know that you can put grass out there or the ability to know that you can put the curtains out there? Jerry Jones need to do both, right?
I think the curtains are probably more egregious just because it's so much easier.
It's so simple.
Like it would take two employees 20 minutes to get it set up or whatever.
Yeah.
Or they're probably already hanging there. I don't even know. But like it would take nothing to do it because they do it 3 times a week. Like they put up curtains for stuff all the time.
All the time.
It's very doable. I mean, the most egregious thing is that somehow nobody told Jerry Jones his stadium faced the wrong direction when he spent over $1 billion.
I'm sure they told him.
It's more egregious that somebody told him, you do realize no football field runs this direction because of the sun, right? Well, and he went, screw you, pal, build it.
How about what's most egregious is before they built it and when they laid down the plans, someone didn't point out this is the wrong direction.
Well, that's what he's saying. It's somebody had to.
Forget afterwards. How about before? It's somebody's job before.
Somebody had to.
There's no
way. Had to.
The stadiums just aren't built.
Like there's no
direction.
Way.
They're
there's
not.
No way.
We got Jerry in the comment box said, "Hey, God can't see if the curtains have closed." You know what I'm saying? So
this ain't that scene.
Well, and Jerry's explanation literally is
that
it looks beautiful on TV. Having the sun come through.
And that's all that matters.
And that's it.
And it goes back to what the Terps said. What frustrates me about the Cowboys because regardless, I don't care about the other owners. Mm-hmm. Yes, it costs more.
Yeah.
Who got more money? Who's the richest franchise in sports? We cannot keep.
I don't mean he got more money. Yeah. It means his team is worth more money.
Okay. They make more money.
Yeah.
They're worth more money, also make more money. Places are sold out. Look at the season ticket sales. If anybody can afford to have turf.
Rich people stay rich and wealthy by spending more money.
Right, but don't tell me it's about winning. Don't tell me it's about first class operation for your team and for your players. Don't tell me it's about doing right for your players, giving players everything they need to win when you're not doing that. When you're not trying to keep them healthy as possible. Damn the money.
Yeah.
No, you can't talk out of both sides of your mouth. That's the frustrating part with the Cowboys. That's the frustrating part with the Cowboys. They talk about, we want to win, but we also want to make this money, want to market. Keep the main thing the main thing. You can't serve two masters, as grandma used to say.
I would argue he does keep the main thing the main thing. Most people just won't like what his main thing is.
He want to win Frank Sinatra my way.
The secondary part is trying our best to win. We're going to try our best to win within the constraints that I'm going to set on us on how we're willing to do it. And that is the main thing for him. Yeah. Holly is correct. Even billionaires are cheap. Warren Buffett uses coupons when he goes out to eat.
Damn.
I should be so much cheaper than I am. I'm an idiot, and I don't have a bunch of money. I got some money. I'm trying to get more in debt. Mm. Thinking about a gazebo.
Get a gazebo.
Anybody got a guy? Hit me up on social media if you got a guy.
A gazebo guy.
For a gazebo or an awning. I was thinking about a pergola until I heard Jesse talking about pergolas.
Go down there to the Lowe's, to the Home Depot. What you trying to do is that's called manual labor. Just
put a tiny home back there.
That's called manual labor.
But I would want to go sit in my tiny home.
You can go to Amazon and order you a home now.
Oh, yeah, you can go buy one. Yeah. You could go to like one of the stores, Lowe's, Home Depot, or whatever, and they have little tiny homes out front. Like you could just pay them a few grand.
One of them plastic bubble things that they put out there.
That's not what I'm looking for.
Hey, Arthur, we got minicamp next week. We're going to talk plenty of football next week with minicamp, brother. Appreciate you being here, brother.
Wait, who is this?
Arthur saying football talk in June. Okay.
Arthur. I have a message for you.
We're going to talk.
Check the first 3 segments, Arthur.
Arthur, I got a message for you, buddy.
Blank.
Huh? We love you, Arthur.
Have a great day.
We love you. Appreciate
Remember, you have no idea what anybody's
Appreciate
going through.
Appreciate you.
Especially Arthur. So be cool to everybody.
We love you, Arthur. Art.
We love you. Be easy.
Eliminate the contingencies.
Gotcha. We all silly like the mayor.